You are listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, and I'm here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Happy Friday to you. I'm happy that you're here. Shout outs to everybody at work, people at home, people on the roads, the highways, the byways, the back roads, the back rooms, the rooms, every place. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're good. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This is a 4-hour show. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, is in New York City. And we've talked about a lot. Damn it, we've had a great guest on. Thank you so much. It's a former Ohio State Buckeye. Former champion with the Buckeyes, by the way. Former Dallas Cowboy. Former Detroit Lion. Bobby Carpenter came through to join us. Talked some college football, Ohio State and Oregon. Ran through the gamut down to Texas State Fair, Red River Rivalry. Yeah, we talked about it all. We got a great baseball game coming up. Game 5 between the Dodgers and the Padres. The winner advances to take on the Mets, to host the Mets starting Sunday in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series. We'll keep you up to date with that game as it continues on, or as it gets ready to get the first pitch thrown in a few minutes. And then, of course, we talk some NFL as well. The Thursday night game we had between the 49ers and the Seahawks last night. We talked about how terrible Bob Costas is as a broadcaster. Well, at least more recently. Talked about the Lions and the Cowboys. Told you to stay away from Sunday night football between the Lions and the Bengals. And so we've already talked about a lot, and we have more to go. If you want to be a part of the show, feel free. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You want to find me online? Go ahead. I am at JR Sport Brief. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Yeah, let me tell you this. While we're getting ready for this baseball matchup tonight, who's going to advance and who's going to move on to take on the Mets in the National League Championship Series, we got another baseball game. We got a big one tomorrow afternoon. Hickey, are you going to watch all of these things? There's a lot going on.
We have too much going on. I think that needs to be said. There's too many good sporting events happening at the same time.
Yeah, I can't keep track. They moved. So the Tigers are taking on the Guardians tomorrow. This game is going to take place in Cleveland. It was originally scheduled for like 7, 8 o'clock. It's now been moved up due to the weather. And so the game is going to start at 1 p.m. This is the same exact scenario as the game that's getting ready to go on right now between the Padres and the Dodgers. The Tigers and the Guardians are trying to move on to the American League Championship Series to take on the Yankees. The Yankees handled business last night by eliminating the Kansas City Royals. And it looked for a while, for a minute there, that the Tigers were just going to handle business, that they were going to go ahead and take care of this, especially as they beat the Guardians 3-0 twice, held them to 20 scoreless innings, until last night, where the Tigers lost to Cleveland 5-4. David Fry came through, hit a home run, also had that bunt to score, drove in 3 runs. And so now we have Skubal. Tarik Skubal is back on the mound. And you, this is tough. This is real tough. And I know people from Detroit, maybe a special guy from Detroit is going to call me. Skubal's last game, he was damn near perfect. No, it wasn't a perfect game. 7 innings pitched, 8 strikeouts. He didn't give up a run. He didn't give up a walk. The guy's going to win. We know this. He's going to win the Cy Young Award in the American League. We know this. Hickey, am I wrong for thinking tomorrow's the day that he cracks?
No. No, he's been very consistent. But you are right. In these games, not only does the pressure increase, but like the margin for error is so much thinner to where, like, is tomorrow the day where he finally does crack? Feels like in one of these higher pressure sort of situations, the answer could be maybe not even crack, but like allowing 3 runs.
Yeah, a human effort.
Right, which could be the difference.
Yeah, human effort could certainly be the difference. I don't want to be. I picked the Guardians to win this. Let's be real. Tarik Skubal is a guy who set the tone for them to even be in this and to look like they were going to win. I don't know how this is going to work. If he dares get knocked around tomorrow for three runs, how they kind of patch things up after him. This is going to be a wild scene out in Cleveland tomorrow. Here, let's take a listen. AJ Hinch, the manager of the Tigers, he says, we are ready to play. We don't care.
We'll be ready. Yeah, there's going to be no nothing better than these elimination games are incredible. You know, everything that that we've been playing for up to this point is now going to is going to be on Saturday. So our guys will be able to reset and we'll pack tonight. We'll get on a plane tomorrow. We'll go have a short workout and get the opportunity to do it on their turf. And I expect them to show up ready to play, too. Why wouldn't these two teams come with everything they got on Saturday?
Okay, well, why not, right? This is it. I like these want-to-go-home games. I like it. Steven Vogt, the Guardians manager. He says, you know what? Last game, we came back. We forced a game five. It was a damn good game. We're ready for another one.
Wow. Just such a great baseball game. I feel like every game this series has been a good baseball game. And for our guys to, score first, they come back, take the lead. We come back, back and forth. And just a tremendous job by, our bullpen, guys off the bench, defense. It was just a well-played baseball game on both sides and a lot of fun.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well. If somebody is going to be fun, and for somebody it's not. Hickey, I'm going to go with the Guardians at home.
I'm going to ride the wave of the Tigers. I think Skubal pitches still really well. Yeah. They are hot right now, and I think they go in there, upset the Guardians, and move on to the ALCS.
Oh, my God.
Imagine. Imagine they go into Yankee Stadium and win. Now we're talking
about Cinderella. The Tigers? Oh, my God. Oh, no.
You know what they say, right? Got to get hot at the right time. This is the right time.
Yankee fans would pass out if the Detroit Tigers beat the Yankees. Could you imagine? The Yankees have been worried about the Houston Texans. Excuse me, Hickey, what am I doing? I'm mixing up sports. What am I doing?
I mean, I would be afraid of the Texans, too, if I was a Yankees fan. I'm assuming they're probably either a Jets or a Giants fan.
You got Aaron Judge. Don't worry about it. he'd be the biggest guy on the Texans anyway.
That he would be.
Outside of that. They've been worried about the Astros forever, for years. Can't get over the Astros. Well, the Astros are gone. And so if the New York Yankees were to go out there and lose to the Tigers, oh, my God. Oh, man. It would take 5 seconds before even the final out. People would be yelling for Brian Cashman to be fired again, asking for Brett Boone to be sent to Mars. People would want to get rid of Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton. They would want to dump everybody if they lost to the Tigers. Unacceptable, Hickey. Unacceptable. And thank God, by the way, Yankees pitching has been pretty good, except Rodon. The bullpen has been pretty sharp. Looks like Aaron Judge is, doing a little something. Stanton is hot. The worst thing for the New York Yankees is they got to wait until Monday, man. Like, what is this? I hate the gaps. The Yankees played when? Last night, Thursday? And they got to play again on Monday? Isn't that too big of a gap? They don't take these breaks like All-Star break, man.
As a Mets fan, I totally agree. I mean, there's nothing they can do about it because right now, obviously, you have the Game 5 decider tonight in the NL, tomorrow in the AL, so you can't schedule these games until we know who's playing. But I agree. Mets last played Wednesday, and their next game is Sunday. Huh. I totally agree. The layoff is a little of a concern.
Do we know, did the Mets leave for California yet? Are they even out there? Have to be, right?
That's a great question. I am not sure. I've not seen anything that says they have. I mean, either way, right? Pick a city. Go to San Diego, go to L.A., and what is that, a three-hour bus ride, if that? I guess they'll probably fly. Half-hour flight.
What, between San Diego and Los Angeles?
Yeah, right? No,
that's, I've done the drive. It's 2 hours or less with no traffic. You do it.
Oh,
Hickey,
okay.
You can do it in 90 minutes or less if there's nobody on the road, okay?
Speaking of which, did you see the buses that the Commanders are taking to Baltimore for this weekend.
Oh, excuse me, the buses? What's so fancy about a bus?
Well, you would think, right? Oh, no, no, no. These buses are essentially like an airline. Where, like, you know, like the airline, like the fancy seats, like basically are like a bed you can like lay down in them.
Bro, a bus?
The Commanders have bus. Now these things, I mean, you must have a million buses for this. But the seats are not bus seats. They are basically like those fancy airline seats. So you can lay down.
Oh my God.
On the, you ready? 90-minute bus ride they're taking tomorrow.
Oh man. Oh my God. That's not even, I guess on a bus it's 90. Hickey, I've done that in 45 minutes. Well, I guess it depends on where you're going, where you're leaving from.
True. But I guess you can't accuse the Commanders now of not taking care of their players like you could absolutely do with previous ownership.
Well, this is we are now beyond and past the Daniel Snyder era. All hail Josh Harris. The players get the best of treatment. I mean, it has to be, I guess, up to the standards of Mr. Magic Johnson. So if Magic wouldn't ride on the bus, and our players won't ride on the bus. Damn. Yo, what's the crappiest place you think Matt... oh, my God.
Where are we going here?
I got to be careful. Look, I've had Magic Johnson on the show. Love Magic Johnson. I also love the fact that Magic Johnson is not afraid to talk crap to the current players. He does it in the simplest way. Anthony Edwards talks when you win something. Like, I love it. I was trying to say... Magic Johnson has been so wealthy for so long. And I said that, you know, if the bus standards aren't up to his standards, like if Magic would get, Magic is not getting on, I don't know, Amtrak or Megabus, right? Not, uh-uh.
I don't think he's probably even heard of those companies.
Oh, come on. He knows a businessman. He knows Megabus.
You think he knows Megabus? I don't know. He is so far beyond Megabus for taking a bus ride, was it from like New York to Washington, D.C. for $1? You buy it like 3 years out.
Magic Johnson hasn't been in a Marriott recently. JW Marriott, right?
Has he?
No, not the regular Marriott. He hasn't been in like the regular Marriott. But
the JW, is that fancier? I didn't know that.
In like Los Angeles, I'm sure he's been in there, maybe. Right?
Okay. Right.
He's never been in, let's say, I don't know. What's a normal people hotel? A Hyatt? I don't know.
Holiday Inn?
Magic's, well, not recently. He's never been in a Holiday Inn recently, no?
Recently is the key word. I think you're right about that. Maybe during his playing days.
Last 30 years or something? I don't know.
He had a good time back in the day.
He was hanging out at those parties. And before there was, oh, never mind.
Played hard, on and off the court.
Never mind. Say before there was Puff Daddy, there was...
Jeez.
What was that guy's, Hugh Hefner? Is that a guy's name, Hugh Hefner?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Did Magic say he was ever at those parties? No.
Well, those parties you want to be at, right?
Hugh Hefner's parties?
Yeah.
I thought all the women wanted to run away from him.
Oh. I don't want to get in trouble here. I did not see that. I always thought those were supposed to be fun parties where everybody was there, of course, willingly.
To do what? What? I wouldn't want to go to a... Would you want to get in Hugh Hefner's pool?
It depends who's asking me to go in.
I don't know about that, man.
You're asking me to jump in? I'm going to say, no, thank you.
I don't. You got to think about who's been in there and what happened.
Well, exactly right, which is why I would only be selective in saying yes.
I don't know. Maybe it's good that Matt, I hope he's probably spending time all over the world. Yeah, anyway, good for Magic. Good for the, what are they called, the Commanders? Good for the Washington Commanders. No longer also-rans. We know that they're getting ready to take on of the Baltimore Ravens, as Hickey said. This is actually a game that you should probably try to watch over the weekend. We talked about it last night. This is going to be a good one. Avoid Sunday night football at all costs. New York Giants and these Cincinnati Bengals. But earlier in the day, we have the Commanders and the Ravens. It's going to be fun. And now that this team, the Ravens, they knocked off the Buffalo Bills, this is going to be a fun watch. Knocked off the Bengals. Lamar Jackson, he likes what the team is doing right now. Listen to this.
I believe we're in a groove right now. Just like I said before, just taking strides in the right places. We just got to keep going, keep our head down, and just focus on task at hand. Just keep trying to win.
Yeah, that's it. So I got the Ravens winning. Come on now. The Commanders are 4-1, a surprising 4-1. Nothing wrong with 4-2. That's where the Ravens are trying to go. And Dan Quinn, we heard all of the comparisons between Jaden Daniels and Lamar Jackson. Jaden Daniels is the next Lamar. We talked about it last night. No, he's not. Dan Quinn says they're both two damn good quarterbacks. That's it.
Both of these two are elite competitors, like at the highest level. And that shows on the tape, you know, the way they extend plays, the way they finish.
Elite. Hickey, when you want to put an emphasis on elite, you just elite. You enunciate on the T. Hard T, elite.
I was going to say enunciate too on the EL. L, like really start strong elite. And finish strong.
Yeah. And shout outs to Dan Quinn. Nice guy. Hey, I got the Ravens. All them fancy buses for Washington is not going to make a difference. Sorry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. We come back on the other side of the break. Man, we're just globe trekking. We're going from Los Angeles to Baltimore to Dallas with the Red River rivalry. Let's go. Let's go to London. Because the NFL is going to have a game in London. Everybody's favorite team that gets swindled and bamboozled is there. Talking about the Jaguars. The Bears are going too. We'll talk about that and some of the other games that you want to watch on Sunday. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, the first inning is over in Los Angeles. Padres got zero. The Dodgers have zero. 0-0. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Let's go from Los Angeles to London. Let's see. That's 5 hours across the United States. It's another five. Damn, 10 hours. Damn. Sheesh, London is nice. Hick, you ever been to London?
I have not, no.
That's nice. We went through this. Don't eat the food.
Right.
French fries and chicken. I can get that at McDonald's. You don't have to. I'm going to London to eat that food for. Anyway, I'm sure all of the Chicago Bears and all of the Jacksonville Jaguars, they will be eating better than chicken and French fries. Because the Jacksonville Jaguars, London's team, they have a record of 1-4, and if you want to wake up on Sunday morning and get your day started, yeah, watch the Jacksonville Jaguars play football. Guaranteed to make you, well, it may not go down as easy. They're taking on the Chicago Bears. Caleb Williams is going to be in London. This man has been playing real well recently. I mean, the Bears, they beat the Carolina Panthers. Of course, they did 36-10. Caleb Williams had 2 touchdowns to DJ Moore. The Chicago Bears are trying for 3 straight wins. They haven't done that since 2020. Bears defense is holding things down. Now they need the offense to catch up with this rookie quarterback, Caleb Williams. We know Jaden has already been the best in the league so far. And so Chicago is trying to leave London 4-2. Jacksonville is actually going to be staying in London. Like, why don't they just move over there? They're not having too much success here in the States, not on the field and off. Remember, they got robbed by one of their own employees. And so Jacksonville is going to be staying because New England is actually going to meet them to play at Wembley next week. Why can't we just get the Jacksonville Jaguars to stay in London? Why even come back to America? I'll tell you this. I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. Their head coach for now, Doug Peterson, he says our familiarity in London is going to help us. This is their 12th game in London since 2013. Listen to this.
All of that is familiar, you know, to us. And you still have to, bottom line is when you get there, you still have to get acclimated, keep the guys rolling Friday, Saturday, and get ready for the game on Sunday.
How much of an advantage is it? How much? Hickey, they're 6-5. They might as well be .500. Where's the advantage? One game? Well, what is this?
I mean, the fan base is not. There's no home field advantage.
they've been going for what now? What? since 2013. They don't. They have every fan in London is not a Jaguars fan. You mean to tell me that?
Oh, no, no, no. Can't believe it, right? With all the bad football they've watched. Wow, how come they all haven't jumped on the Jaguars bandwagon? Beats me.
What team do you think has the most fan? Probably Patriots, right? You think?
Probably the Patriots. Steelers. They seem like a front-running city, so maybe that's switching over to the Chiefs now?
London seems like a front-running city.
Would you say no?
Why? Why? Because it's a big international city, just full of front runners.
Kinda, yeah. I don't know.
I mean, if most
people are Patriots fans there, what's stopping you from rooting for the Chiefs?
Is that appropriate for them now?
Like, is that appropriate for what?
For somebody from London to be a Patriots fan, isn't that like rooting for the enemy? Like the whole Boston Tea Party thing, that kind of against them, right? Think about it.
Oh, I didn't think about it from that way. Because I was going to say international soccer, right? A lot of Premier League fans are here in the States that watch European soccer. But you're right. Is that treason then?
That's what I'm saying. The whole premise of the team is just like, we don't want to pay taxes to you anymore, so screw you. Now we're Patriots. I don't know.
And then people here that are rooting and watching Premier League soccer, are they basically saying they like the monarchy better and we should go back to England? That's kind of what I'm getting here.
It's just the team name.
If they
were the Boston, not even Boston. If they were Boston or the New England, I don't know. What do they do up there, Hickey? I don't know. What do they do in Boston? Besides talk funny. What do they do?
They drink beer, right? That's a big beer city. You got Sam Adams up there.
They go to school. They're smart, right?
They do. They got some great colleges up there.
Is MIT up there, right? MIT's there.
Yeah, BU, BC.
Yeah, is Yale up there?
Yeah. I think it's New Haven, Connecticut, or Connecticut area. Yeah,
you're right. That's Yale. You're correct.
Harvard's in the neighboring area, right, of Boston?
I don't know. They won't let me know where any of these places. I don't know. What's that one in New Jersey?
Princeton.
There you go. Look at you.
There we go.
They almost let you in these places, huh?
No way, Jose.
Oh, okay. You know more than I do. Not going to any. So we've established that up in Boston, they have accents, which we know. They have smart schools. They have beer. The Celtics, the Patriots, the Bruins.
Got a lot of Irish folks up there.
Irish people. Yeah, okay. Right? Is that it? I'm trying to think of a reason why they wouldn't want to root for something in London. Nothing. They got no reason. I don't know. They got too much traffic up there, too.
Well, and you can bond over that.
Yeah, football team sucks. I'll tell you that much. Anyway, forget the Patriots. Let's talk about the Bears. They're out there. I'm pretty sure Caleb Williams is going shopping. He's in Piccadilly Circus. He's taking pictures. I don't know what he's doing out there, but I know he's exploring. He has to be. Matt Eberflus. He tried to tell everybody in London why they need to be fans of the Bears. This is going to be a boring answer. Listen to this.
They'd be part of the best fan base in the world if they joined the Chicago Bear fan base. So that's number one. You know, we're a team on the rise. You know, so I think it's a good time to be a Bear fan and join us.
Whatever. I don't know. Who does London? I guess they're Steeler fans in London, right? They have Steeler fans.
Oh, yeah. I think I would say every single team has at least one fan in London, no doubt.
Yeah.
But you're saying overall, like the city, general consensus?
Yeah, overall, if you did a survey of the football fans in London, what would be the most popular team in London?
I would say either the Patriots or the Cowboys.
Oh man. The Cowboys, really?
They are, you know, it's kinda like, I guess, Man U, if you want to equate it to their football over there.
Yeah, let's use Google or whatever it's called. Most popular NFL team. The Patriots would be so dirty. It would make no sense, given a name. Most popular NFL team in London. There we go. What the hell?
Oh, is it neither?
The most popular NFL team in London, based on Google searches, is the Miami Dolphins. They receive 10,000 queries a month, which plays host to England's... What? This is from this year, too. The Dolphins have a large fan base in the UK. It began in the 80s when Dan Marino was the team's quarterback. What?
So, back to what we said. Front runners.
Wow. The Chicago Bears are particularly popular with younger audiences in the UK. Wow. Wow. What? Another place says what you said, the Cowboys. Wow. Dolphins, Cowboys, New York Giants, Chicago Bears. There we go. All right. Well, there you have it. Well, you said these the fans are used to losing.
It's a lot of losing of those teams.
Yeah, well, I guess they just go for the names, right? And the logos.
Colors.
Yeah. I guess let me just put an NY on my head, like, it's fine. I don't, like Yankees hats. Yankees are the most popular thing everywhere. You go anywhere on earth. Like, I've been in London. People got Yankee hats on in London. You think they're sitting around watching our baseball?
I don't think so.
Are you watching their cricket, Hickey?
No.
And cricket matches of what, 3 days, 4 days?
A long time. They don't have the cool swag that we do either. Like, what are you going to wear? If you're a big cricket fan, what can you even wear to show your support? Don't they all wear the same thing, like a white t-shirt?
No, they got kits. They got uniforms.
Oh, kits. Look at you. Excuse me.
Yeah.
My ignorance. Yeah, I don't know if they look cool. Are they swaggy?
I don't know. I don't have one.
Well, you know what they look like, though.
I can imagine it in my brain.
Yeah, would you feel cool walking down the street wearing, as you would call it, a cricket kit?
They wear polo shirts, I think.
Okay.
I think they wear, well, let me see, Google this. Yeah, they wear like polos. No, I'm not wearing this.
No? All right, if you don't wear it, I'm not going to wear it.
These are like, they're like basketball jerseys on polos. It's not good looking. Look like a dork if you wore this down the street. Save it for a cricket place would be normal, not here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we are now leaving London, where the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to lose to the Chicago Bears. You heard it here first. Jacksonville Jaguars can't stop anybody on defense. Caleb Williams is going to light them up if he's not tired, if they're not jet lagged. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about some other NFL matchups taking place. We got the Saints starting a brand new quarterback in Spencer Rattler. And then we got the Eagles and the Browns, two quarterbacks who are stinking a joint up. Well, I don't know if I'm going to put Jalen Hurts in the same category as Deshaun Watson, but we're going to get into that. We're going to talk some WNBA. Bill Belichick had some interesting words for the New York Jets firing Rob Saleh. We got more to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Dodgers have taken a 1-0 lead against the San Diego Padres in Los Angeles. We'll keep you up to date on the game as it continues on. The winner goes to the National League Championship Series to host the Mets on Sunday. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We were going through some of the more intriguing games of this upcoming Sunday for the NFL. And we got into Sunday night with the Bengals and the Giants. Terrible. We talked about Washington and the Ravens. That's going to be a good one, too. Two exciting quarterbacks without a shadow of a doubt. You got a rookie who's kind of surprising the living hell out of everybody. You have a two-time MVP, once again playing at an MVP level in Lamar Jackson. You got to go ahead and get it in when you can. We'll see what happens with that one. This is going to be an interesting game as well. We got two quarterbacks. People are looking at them going, man. Well, let me, Hickey, is it wrong to put Jalen Hurts in the same conversation of Deshaun Watson? It's wrong, right?
Very, very wrong for multiple reasons.
Okay. Jalen Hurts is giving the ball away. And Deshaun Watson is stealing money while being a pinata. So we're going to have the Eagles and the Browns. The Eagles are 2-2. The Browns are 1-4. And when you take a look at both quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts needs to right the ship. And as much criticism as we currently have, people looking at Jalen Hurts and talking about his personality and his temperament, it is a completely different issue right now when it comes to Deshaun Watson. People are looking at his contract, the $230 million. It is a wild situation. It doesn't look like they're going to win a championship. They're certainly not getting their draft picks back. And so you think about who's really feeling it. It's Deshaun Watson, because it's all in between his ears. And when you take a look at the Philadelphia Eagles, the first guy who's going to get any type of, let's just say, fire and thrown his way is Nick Sirianni. Jalen Hurts isn't going anywhere. We see this with the New York Jets, or we saw this with the New York Jets. The coach gets the boot first, and the quarterback stays. I know this is a completely different scenario and situation than the New York Jets adding and bringing in Aaron Rodgers. Jalen Hurts is making $55 million a year. A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith have been hurt, been having to rely too much probably on Saquon Barkley. There's no Jason Kelce at the center position to kind of help out at the line of scrimmage. This is different. And so I'm going to take the Eagles to go 3-2. I'm going to take the Browns to go 1-5. I don't know how the fans in Cleveland feel about Deshaun Watson. I don't know if they've given up on him or they're sick of him. But they're going to go 1-5, I believe, and they deserve it. And think about this. If the Eagles lose to the Browns, the fans in Philadelphia, they will be calling for Nick Sirianni to get fired. The groundwork has already been laid up I-95 with the New York Jets. They got rid of Rob Saleh right away. So the fans in Philadelphia are going to just go, whoa, if the Jets can get rid of Rob Saleh, why can't we get rid of Sirianni? Based on how last season went, how last season ended, get this man the hell up on out of here. This is wild. Deshaun Watson, he was asked, why have you struggled? What's going wrong? What do you need to fix the most? Listen to what Deshaun Watson said.
We're the two leaders of the team, you know, and I'm happy and fortunate that, you know, we were able to come together in harmony and have the same goal in mind and trying to get this thing right. I got a ton of confidence in him, a ton of confidence in what he brings and everything he's been able to accomplish, and just continue to press on that, you know. Everybody goes through different moments. Everybody experiences adversity, but we've experienced different levels of adversity together, and we're excited for what's to come.
Offensive line sucks. There are conversations about Amari Cooper being traded. He's like, nah, I'm not trying to jump off the ship. Deshaun Watson has been sacked more than any quarterback in the NFL, almost 30 times. He's a sitting duck. His efficiency isn't there. He's not running. He doesn't have a chance. They stink. Meanwhile, the Eagles, Jalen Hurts is trying to correct his turnover problem. This man has had a turnover in 9 straight games. The offense has Kellen Moore leading the way. This is still an adjustment year. You thought that they would fix things. If Nick Sirianni can't turn it around with this talent, then Nick Sirianni, he needs to get the boot. And while they had a week off after losing to the Buccaneers again Thursday night football, Jalen Hurts explained why both he and the coach, Nick Sirianni, why they had a good old chat and talking to.
Overall, just leading this whole offense. I think everything just got to, you know, mesh in place at the right time, and things got to be in the same pace. I feel like there's been opportunities for us to be able to, you know, play winning football and hit the open guy. You know, maybe there was one or two things that were kind of off track that didn't, you know, capitalize, and we didn't capitalize on that. And then there's been some times where, you know, as the quarterback and misreading some things or, you know, second-guessing some things. But at the same time, you know, I think that's, you know, part of just getting the reps and part of watching film and trying to, you know, find ways to get better each and every week.
Hickey, Nick Sirianni, he coaches for them. I think he'll make it through the season. You think he'll make it through the year?
I liked what you said before. If you lose to the Browns, you got to fire him.
Oh, my God.
That's a fireable offense.
Let Kellen Moore take over?
Yes.
Maybe, I don't know. Fangio? I don't know.
Anybody. At that point, JR, anybody. Howie Roseman, come down, run the team.
No, boy.
You have lost the locker room. If you come out of the bye and lose to the Browns right now, who can't, I mean, they can't complete a forward pass.
Yeah, they got the worst offense in the league. Stinks. Yeah, let's think about it this way. If the Philadelphia Eagles don't turn things around starting now, then they really are done. They have Cleveland next. Then they have the New York Giants. They have the Cincinnati Bengals. I understand that can be a shootout. The Bengals could beat everybody or anybody despite their record. They have Jacksonville. They take on their own division rival, the Dallas Cowboys, and then Washington. They have the Rams, who are not good, Baltimore. They have Carolina, Pittsburgh, Washington. Like, there should be no reason the Eagles don't go to the postseason. I'm just saying.
But I'm with you. That. Right. They're good enough. They have the talent and the schedule.
But
I
think you give Nick Sirianni, unless they start stinking the joint up and losing to these teams, then you get rid of Nick Sirianni. Then you give him the boot. This is wild. We know who's waiting in the wings. His name is Bill Belichick. I don't think he's taking over in the middle of the season, but we know Bill Belichick will he'll come through and run a joint. And you know, speaking of Belichick, in the most hilarious way possible, he was sitting down on the Coach's Perspective show. And this week, we know what happened. Rob Saleh got fired. Jeff Ulbrich, the defensive coordinator, is taking over for the New York Jets. Bill Belichick, at one point in time, an assistant with Bill Parcells. The New York Jets job was his. And Bill Belichick said no, he resigned. He went to the Patriots, and we know about the 6 championships that he won there. Bill Belichick was asked about the Jets firing Robert Saleh, and listen to what Bill Belichick had to say.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That'd be a good question for the Jets decision makers, whoever that was. I'm not sure whether that was Joe Douglas or Woody or whoever, but yeah, it is a little bit puzzling. It is what it is, and you know, everybody has to move forward. It's the owner's prerogative to make that decision, and clearly that's what he decided to do. But there have been a lot of things that have been kind of confusing, and it hasn't been a great situation at the Jets this year. You can kind of feel there's been kind of a chill.
Oh, man. Bill Belichick continued on by talking about just the instability of the New York Jets franchise. And that was one of the key reasons why he decided not to take the job at around the year 2000. He's just like, listen, folks, I don't believe in the ownership change. I think it's not stable. Well, how about this? 24, 25 years later, it appears that Bill Belichick is still right. It's that Woody Johnson guy. Sad. A shame. And if there was a thought that Bill Belichick would coach the Jets, I don't know, get back at the Patriots, I think the answer is no. I think you heard part of the answer from Bill Belichick. Let's listen to his former this is going to be crazy to say. This Rob Gronkowski is going into the Hall of Fame. We'll get to him in a second. Listen to what Rob Gronkowski had to say about Belichick potentially coaching the Jets. He was on Up and Adams.
No.
Is there no, like,
oh my gosh. No.
His hatred for the Jets is
no,
that
there's
real?
There's no way.
Why?
Yes, it's that real. And it's just engraved that deep, you know. It just is. I mean, because it just happens when you got a rival in your own division. I mean, it just builds up and builds up. And I just can't see him going to the Jets.
Yeah, it's not happening. Forget that for a minute. Yeah, Bill Belichick is not ever going to the Jets. He loves twisting the knife into the Jets, even in a broadcast. More importantly, Hickey, when Rob Gronkowski goes into the Hall of Fame, what the hell is that speech going to sound like? Is he going to be coherent? Is he going to be drunk? Is he going to make 69 jokes? Like, what is he going to be doing?
I think he'll be hyped up on the stage. He'll definitely be sweating for sure. Probably a lot of inside jokes that only teammates and family would get. I don't think it'll go that long. You know, some of this can go like pretty long.
10 minutes or less.
Right.
Under 10, right?
I think so. So at least from that perspective, if you're out there in the sun, you should be get a little reprieve from Gronk.
Oh my God. He brings his brothers up. He got like 20 brothers on the stage with him. He's shouting out some high school coach we've never heard of. He says thank you to Tom Brady. He cracks the beers like Stone Cold Steve Austin, and then he leaves, right?
Oh, I like that finishing touch. That is perfect for him. Yes, I think so. I like that.
Rob Gronkowski. One day this man is going. By the way, I think the Basketball Hall of Fame is this weekend. I think. Am I wrong?
Honestly, I have zero clue.
Yeah, I think
you could be right.
Naismith Baseball Hall of Fame. Basketball Hall of Fame. What is this? Yeah, Jack Nicholson. Oh, that's right. Oh, my goodness.
Did you hear? What?
They are putting fans. They're putting fans into the Basketball Hall of Fame.
No, that's a joke.
No, they are.
You're serious. They're inducting fans into the Basketball Hall of Fame.
No. Not just any fan. They're inducting super fans into the Basketball Hall of Fame. Yep.
So Jack Nicklaus, is he what, the first?
You know what? Let's do this. Let's take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to give you an update on this game, the National League Division Series matchup between the Dodgers and the Padres. I'll give you an update there. We'll talk some more NFL football. I'll give you an update on the Basketball Hall of Fame. And I'll let you think about who are some of the super fans that are going to go in. Yeah, if you are a super fan, you can get into the Hall of Fame. I think you also got to be rich and famous, too. I'll tell you about it on the other side. We have so much more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I also need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. The JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move. You're a super fan. I love you.